This call is being recorded.
Well, welcome everyone. I am so glad you're here, and I'm very excited about this particular event because I'm a dog lover. And I'm Jennifer Elizabeth Masters, your host for this hour. I wish you a very happy, joyous, and prosperous new year, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Tonight, our subject is New Year, Mad Dogs, and Scottishmen, or Heart-Focused Healing and Manifestation for 2018, the year of the, I think I said wood dog, is it the wood dog? It is a brown dog, anyway. So what can we expect this year, how to navigate this energy, and how best to communicate our truth for 2018? If you're visiting for the first time, I am excited to announce I'm a best-selling author internationally. I'm currently finishing up my fourth book and soon my fifth, Happy Anywhere, The Secret to Permanent Happiness. And my latest book contains my proprietary system for healing trauma, depression, anxiety, and unhappiness, just as I did. And so if I can do it, and I wasn't a stellar student in school, you can do it too. All my books are available on Amazon.com. I'm an intuitive healer, a channel hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner and trainer, and I'm also an ordained minister. So if any of you decide to get married, I would love to initiate at your wedding. I would love that. I am a mother of three. I have three successful grown children. And tonight I'm going to share tools that you can use to embrace this beautiful new dog energy and empower you for the coming year. The theme of this year, and you've probably heard this before, is love in action. So what does that mean, love in action? So it could be that you are at the dollar store, you're walking out, and some little old lady drops her bag or splits crossing the parking lot, and you lovingly give her your bag, pick up her stuff, and walk her to her car. That is love in action. So there's lots of different ways that we can experience this, give love in action, but that's just one example. So let's just take a few moments and ground and center ourselves. So uncross whatever is crossed, arms, legs, fingers, toes, eyes, uncross them all. And now gently just close your eyes. And as you do, wow, let go of the tension of the day and yesterday and the day before. Take a long, slow, deep inhalation, filling your lungs all the way to the top. And then exhale slowly, 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 letting go of all the stress, all the tension of the day. Take another deep breath, breathing in fully, completely filling your lungs. And slowly, slowly, slowly let go of all that doesn't serve you, all the tension, all the stress, letting go, letting go. Let's do this one more time. And this time, one more. Deep breath in together, filling our lungs fully. Expand your heart space wide. Throw back your shoulders. Open your heart, your Anahata chakra, and open it from the back. And exhale completely, letting go of old stories, old pain, old suffering, and old you. Because from this day forward, you are new, renewed, playful. Breathing naturally, just relax. Drop your shoulders, and let's just do this one more time. Breathing in, new energy. Filling your lungs all the way to the top and exhale all the stress, all that no longer serves you, the stories from yesterday, last year, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 40 years ago, well, for me anyway. Okay. So let's do this one more time. Yes, one more time. Inhale, love. And exhale that old anger, that old resentment, that irritation from 2017. All the politics, all the garbage, let it go. Just let it go. And let's just clap our hands. And that's a way to shift energy. I can also ring a bell. I could sage. There's a lot of things that we can do. Okay, so good. So just think of a little puppy and how excited this little puppy is, lovingly wriggling, expressing himself, showing his love all over, going from one of us to the next. Think about what a puppy does. A puppy doesn't hold back. They operate from their heart. That's what dogs do. And this year is all about puppy love, loyalty, excitement, unbounded joy, and expressing our emotions openly. Learning to speak our truth in the moment with compassion, rather than with anger or reactivity. And though dogs can also be about snarling anger that rears up very quickly, you know, or we might be snapped at viciously and put in our place, but having our heart in balance this year is very important. So part of this tonight is balancing and cleansing the heart. So if you feel shy, loneliness, and inability to forgive, or a lack of empathy, then you may be leading with your head rather than your heart, which means your heart is blocked or closed. I operated like that for many years. So it might mean that you're repressing emotions, could be holding a grudge, resentment from past or hurt, from unforgiveness, could be from childhood trauma, could be from abandonment from the childhood. So repressing our feelings causes the heart chakra to get out of whack or imbalanced. And now the flip side of that is when our hearts are too wide open and unbalanced, we might feel intense jealousy, codependency, harsh judgment of others, or maybe we look outward for acceptance and fulfillment, looking for someone to do it for us. And when we do, we tend to cling to our feelings in this way. So setting the intentions following in just a few moments will help to extinguish repressed emotions, even if you're not aware of them. For the longest time, I had psychics tell me, "Oh, you've got anger." And I would say, "No, I don't. I'm not angry. It's always the men in my life that are angry." And then eventually I discovered, yes, I did. I had really big anger. So it's really important for us to be open with our emotions. And now in this year, 2018, I want you to think about a dog. Now, dogs don't write and they don't journal, but they definitely express what they're feeling. So what I'm going to recommend is that you write, you speak. Speak about how you feel. Scream out loud. You know, I have done this with clients before where when I meet them in person, we go out to the desert, we do cathartic screaming, and boy, oh boy, do they let go of a lot. So let those feelings out. If you can get out on a tennis court, you can beat the heck out of a tennis ball, but there's lots of other things you can do. Punch a pillow, but be honest with every word this year. This is where I like to write a letter to someone I'm angry with, you know, perhaps somebody who's left the planet. It could be too painful to do this in person, maybe with someone. So, yes, expressing your feelings in writing can conjure up all sorts of feelings and emotions, but better out than in is what I always say. It's painful to feel, but when they're released, you'll feel so much better, so much lighter. And let me tell you that cleansing emotions can happen in moments. All you have to do is ask. Ask your guides, ask the masters and teachers, ask God, the universe, help me, please. Help me see what I need to see about this emotion. Help me see about this person. What color is their energy? What am I needing to see? So when we ask for help, we get it. It's amazing. I just processed some stuff today. Very deep stuff. So writing with our hearts wide open allows us to express what we feel honestly to ourselves. And then it's going to allow you to express how you feel to others effectively. And yes, this takes practice. So practice, practice, practice. Write from your heart, write about your pain, write about your sorrow, how you've been hurt and damaged, broken, wounded, whatever it is. Write about the way you felt not heard and the way you felt resentful. Let it all go, because hanging on to those things is only going to make us sick. We don't want that. So move through it and learn to navigate through these painful places. It will be easier and easier as time goes on. So move the stuff out rather than holding it in, because like I said, it can cause illness. Resentment can cause cancer, and sinus infections, bladder infections with anger. And even if no one else ever will read what you've written, it will help you have peace and even bring increased awareness and comfort. So back again, now the second thing I want you to think about with this heart thing is letting go of old pain. Now we've already talked about releasing emotions, but sometimes we get stuck and we cling to old feelings, and yoga is a wonderful way to help us live in the moment. I love Kundalini yoga, and we're gonna do a little bit of that. No, not on a mat, but I've got something for you. Think you'll like it. It helps us release emotions quickly and easily without harm. Dwelling in the past, reciting our old story, even to ourselves and sometimes others, it keeps the past alive. And even as a passing comment keeps the past alive, we can't overcome the past if we keep talking about how our mother didn't accept us and what she should have done differently. So when we focus on the past, we stress about the future, and then we miss the present. And that is how I lived over 30 years of my life. I focused on the future, what was coming, who was I going to be with, who was going to love me, and then blamed everybody for where I was. So consciously work on this. And I know it's easier said than done. I was a big woe is me kind of person for over 30 years. And like I said, I recited my story more times than I care to admit. Okay. Now, the third thing is practicing the art of acceptance. Well, what does that mean? Acceptance is, okay, it's raining today. All right, I guess I'll put on a raincoat. I'll carry an umbrella. Maybe I won't go away from home today. Maybe I won't drive today. It's acceptance of what is. So when we don't try to fight what is happening, it makes life easier. And when we tend to fight what's happening, it means we've got internal conflict. And I could speak to you about that for hours. But we're talking about the heart. We want to move it out. So we can only control ourselves. We can't fix or change anyone else as much as we might want to. So if you're worrying about what somebody else is doing, let it go. It's a waste of precious time and energy. Focus only on what you can control. And, you know, with a change of focus, you'll find contentment and happiness. It's what we all want, right? So focus on what we want rather than what we don't want. And that is how we get there. So breathe. Ah, love is the greatest healer. And who do we have to love first? Well, besides our dogs, we have to love ourselves. We have to love ourselves. It's the greatest gift that we can give to humanity, to our children, to our partners. If you want to do something wonderful for the world and you think that you as a single person can't change the world, I've got news for you. Yes, you can. Love yourself. It's the greatest gift that you could ever give yourself and everyone else around you and in the world. Okay, so the heart chakra is associated with the color green. So working on the heart, it's really important that we heal our hearts this year. Eat more dark green leafy vegetables, wear the color green, drink green tea. It's all for your heart chakra. Okay, so we're going to move some of this energy, and we're going to practice a breathing technique that will clear these blockages. So yes, I'd love you to pay me to do energy clearings for you, you know, from now until kingdom come. No, actually, I really want you to move forward and move through this as quickly as possible. And that's why I do what I do. So we're going to start with a little chant. Somebody, Marika, and she's not even here. She said that I should sing tonight. So here we go. I'm going to do a little singing, maybe out of tune. But basically what we're doing is Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. And translated, it means I bow to the creative wisdom. I bow to the divine teacher. And it is chanted at the beginning of a Kundalini practice. And why? Because it's a reverence for this practice. It's been used for thousands of years. It's a divine practice, and it also draws in and helps us tune into the divine flow, self-knowledge that we carry within. All right, so we're going to do this a few times to just center before the breathing. So put your hands into the prayer mudra, which is press your hands together in front of your the middle of your chest or your heart. And just inhale deeply. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Okay, so now this breathing is a breath of fire. This is actually an intermediate to advanced pranayama or practice, and it is an amazing thing. If you can only do this one thing to help yourself clear your energy, if you don't have time for meditation, 3 minutes of this practice on a daily basis will make huge changes in your life. I promise you. I would love to hear how it works for you. So what does it do? It builds the nervous system and builds strength with over time. It's empowering. It heats up the area of the belly, you know, and our source of power is all around the navel. That is where our solar plexus chakra is. This breath is going to charge that area up, empower you. It's going to help the entire body. Now, if you're pregnant or you're menstruating, don't do it because it could cause a premature birth. We don't want that. And if you're menstruating, what it could do is heat up the body too much and increase the flow. So what you're doing is you're going to move the diaphragm consciously up and down. You're going to start by bringing your hand to your belly. Now, don't press with your hand. Just hold it there. And we're going to inhale deeply down into the belly. And then we're going to relax as we're forcing the air out. So I'm going to demonstrate here for a moment. So you're going to relax when you pull the air down. Inhale to force the air out. And each breath is an inhalation or an exhalation. So it's not a partial breath. We're going to do it through the nose. Okay, so it's inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. And we're going to do this for about a minute. But what I'm here to say is 3 minutes of this will cleanse all the blood in the body. And I'll tell you more about this in a minute, but we're going to do the breath right now. Okay, so we're going to do this together. It's very powerful. So you're breathing in through the nose, exhaling through the nose, and just with your hand on your belly. So here we go. keep the breath balanced and focus on pulling the air down into your belly. And as you exhale, the belly goes against your spine, hand on your navel point, similarly to panting like a dog, although your mouth is closed. The navel point moves out rapidly, and it will cleanse you, giving you clarity, cleanse the mucous membranes. 3 minutes of this breath of fire, like I said, cleanses all the blood in the body. Take it slowly, build the strength. It is stimulating and will make you feel vibrant. I recommend looking this breath of fire up on YouTube and watching others do it for you to get the hang of it. And I guarantee you that it will clear a lot of energy doing this breath of fire technique daily. So I don't want you to give up. We're going to do this a few more minutes. I see some new people have joined us. So I just want to continue with this breath of fire. Welcome everybody that's just joined. We're doing the breath of fire. What we're doing is we're breathing in through the nose, out through the nose, holding your hand over your navel just to feel. So we're going to do this again because it's just a really powerful cleansing breath. So one more time, here we go. I know it sounds weird. So what this will do, it will eliminate toxic waste, it lightens the skull, it eliminates sinusitis, it cleanses the chakras. It's the best exercise for asthma and respiratory problems. It's helpful for all the tissues in the body. It eliminates the impurities. It's useful for maintaining blood pressure. Abdominal organs are strengthened. Like I said, it removes all the impurities from the blood. It tones the abdomen. And also, it clears the entire nervous system. So what happens when you do it? Well, I did it earlier this afternoon, and then I finished writing this program. And I'll tell you that I had great mental clarity because my brain was oxygenated, my blood is oxygenated, and then you have a sense of calmness. And it allows you to be able to make decisions quickly, and it keeps the mind alert. You're going to feel your body temperature rises. I don't know about you, if you were actually doing this with me, but you may have started to perspire. It's natural. The breath of fire awakens your internal spiritual power. I want you to hear me, ladies and men. The breath of fire awakens the spiritual power, which heals many problems like depression, anxiety, sadness, that we are all facing today. So I recommend you do this daily. So again, it's called the breath of fire. All right. So enough of that. I don't want to feel like I'm beating a dead horse, or a dead dog. By the way, this is all about the year of the dog. And now that you're all awake, here we go. This is the year of the brown earth dog. And speaking of dogs, mine just sneezed. It's officially February 16th, which is the second new moon after the winter solstice. And the dog is the 11th animal in the Chinese zodiac. So we've got one more to go, and we've done a complete rotation of 12. It's a symbol of honesty and loyalty. Think about the dogs that you've had or been associated with. Dogs possess the best traits of human nature. Now, some of you might have seen my post a week or so ago about Donald Trump. He is the first president to sit in the White House and not have a dog, even though he is a dog in the Chinese zodiac. That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay, so dogs have great determination. They're friendly, smart, straightforward, with a strong sense of responsibility. They can attain the highest level of achievement if they choose to do so. Dogs have excellent manners. They work hard. They make up their minds easily. They appreciate luxury and all the goodies of life. So just think about how you can live your life in 2018 thinking about dogs, dog wisdom, dog consciousness. So this year is one to spend more time dining with friends in community, participating in fun activities, playing ball, going shopping and playing any kind of water sports, ball sports, you know, think of the things that dogs love. So think about the dogs you know, and I'm talking about the four-legged variety. They are alert, they listen well, they dismiss fears, they guide, defend, and protect us. They stop bullies in their tracks. They're hugely generous, giving of their love, affection, and attention. And then they sleep for hours. They are loyal to a fault. They can be the best leaders and are usually ethical, idealistic. And they know the difference between right and wrong. They're our faithful friend. And as you know, I have two dogs, one that just turned 20 in 2017. And I'll tell you that Karma has been a faithful friend, wanting to go with me everywhere I go, protecting my car and belongings. Woe to the person who tries to stick their fingers through my open window, because she will definitely scare the pants off you. She's never bitten anybody, but you know, she could snap. She watches me and notices when I change my clothes. So dogs are observant. They're kind. You know, kind that, well, no, actually, what I was going to say is, you know, she notices when I change my clothes, kind of like a husband, you know, isn't that new, dear? But she doesn't say that. She's expressive. She shows displeasure quickly, as much as joy and happiness when we're out in nature or at the beach. When I smile, she perks up and feels happier. So think about this in the coming months. Smile more, feel happier. Play more, feel happier. Rest more, feel better. Now, the negative side, there's always a downside, right? The negative side of dogs is that they can be very stubborn. Try to get a dog to do what they don't want to do, and oh boy, they can be slippery. They can be critical of others and not good in large groups or social interactions. Dogs will stop at nothing to save the day, and there are countless stories of dogs who save their masters. And I'm going to share one or two with you because I think they're very telling. Scotland's famous dog, Greyfriars Bobby, is the most loved object in Edinburgh. And if you join me this year for my book writing retreat, you'll get to see the statue. Yes, I'm taking 7 people. This is my Mad Dogs and Scottish part of the title. I'm taking 7 people who want to learn to channel a book to Scotland to be inspired. Well, I digress, but that is happening this year, and I'll be announcing more about that soon. So this Greyfriars Bobby, this pooch, born on May 4th, 1855, belonged to John Gray, who was a watchman for the Edinburgh City Police. And the dog was so devoted to his owner that after Gray died in 1858, Bobby, the dog, spent the rest of his life, 14 years, sitting beside his master's grave. In 1867, Sir William Chambers, the Lord Provost of Edinburgh, a director of the Scottish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, presented Bobby with a commemorative collar that's now on display at the Museum of Edinburgh and paid for his license to prevent him from being euthanized. When Bobby passed away on January 14th, 1872, he was given his own burial plot in the same graveyard. Now, there are other versions of this story, and some believe that this dog died in 1867 and was replaced by an imposter. Can you imagine the thing? And was fed by grieving visitors in the churchyard. But in 1873, Lady Burdett Coutts was so touched by the story, She commissioned a statue of the terrier, which was placed on top of the drinking fountain opposite the entrance to the churchyard. And it attracts a steady stream of visitors, many who rub Bobby's nose for good luck. And that's much to the chagrin of the county clerk, because they're wearing off the bronze of the statue, apparently. There are many other stories of loyal dogs. Dorado, this is more recent. Dorado was a service dog owned by a blind technician in the Twin Towers, Omar Eduardo Rivera. He took off the dog's leash the day that the Twin Towers was hit and ordered the dog to go so that the dog could get out by himself. But soon he was right back at his master's feet. And because he was blind, it took him a good hour to get down 70 flights of stairs. And an hour later, the building collapsed. The dog and the coworker helped this man escape. Let's breathe. Dogs are loyal. They serve, love, and protect us. So use these stories as you go forward into this year, and remember to rest as often as you can, because dogs play hard, but they sleep several times a day. And overdoing it could be one of the biggest issues that we have this year. So what happened for the Chinese on New Year's Day, February the 16th? What do? Well, they go to the temple. They pray. I was there last year. They pray, they celebrate in several ways. They wear new clothes, new shoes, and they celebrate this new energy. Hello, karma. And wish each other a prosperous year, congratulating one another. It's a joyous day. The Chinese New Year is the biggest holiday of the year for the Chinese. And often they place a bowl full of oranges on the coffee table or dining room table to symbolize wealth and prosperity. Prior to the New Year's Day, I just want to reiterate what I've told people in the past. You want to clean all the old energy out of your home. Sweep out the corners of every room. You're sweeping out all the old energy from 2017. And if you haven't done this in a while, maybe 2016 too. Sweep out the corners of every room, the closets, declutter, organize, create a zen environment. It will help you have a much better year. Okay, now what can you expect this year? Well, there's going to be a continuation of increased social awareness like we had last year at the end of the year, and interest in those who are not in places of power. And the opposite, social injustice, social inequality will continue. People will stand up, brought to the forefront of people's minds, and we're going to begin to elicit change. This year is going to be much more neutral than the previous 2 years, and I don't know about you, but yay! I'm very excited about this. The beginning of the year, we might feel lots of pressure to accomplish our goals. We have to be careful with spending this year. It could be easy to have too much fun. For those challenges at the beginning of the year, it will end up working out okay. It's neutral this year. So everything is going to be imbued with dog's keen sense of right and wrong. The better your compatibility with the sign of the dog that you have, the better that you're going to fare this year. And those that are dogs will fare the best when they're standing on their own feet. So people born under, what is it, every 12 years, take 2018, subtract 12, and keep going backwards. You can find out your birth date and what sign you're born under. So we all need to take responsibility for ourselves, and speaking our truth with compassion, honesty is of utmost importance, and anger. So these are the two things here. So honesty, and then the other flip side, anger. When people lie to us or they cheat or whatever, it can come up quickly and unexpectedly, just like with a dog. My dog was attacked a few times recently, and once with a dog that she had been friends with. This dogs will curl their lips when they feel threatened, and when the other dog doesn't back off, like karma curled her lip, get away from me, and the other dog didn't take kindly to her curling her lip, and so the other dog just about ripped her ear off. So if you sense someone is being threatened, back off. Watch. And if you're not being honest with yourself or others, shift that. Say what you mean. Mean what you say. And don't be wishy-washy this year. Stand on your own two feet. Be careful of overspending. Money can come in and go out very easily. Recharge your energy, getting enough rest. And if you've got legal issues, they could drag out a very long time this year. Watch your temper. Communicate carefully if you're in a relationship. And if you're single, ladies, this is your year. Put on a dress. Get out. Dance. There are plenty of eligible men. And men, sorry, this could be a challenging year for single men. So in that vein, I'm announcing, because we've had so much social injustice and so many people have had issues with red flags, I am doing my Love on Steroids, Infinite Love. It's normally $397. It's a seven-week program. I'm doing it for half price, $198.50. Now, I recorded it last year, and I was selling the recorded seven-week program for $397. I want you to hear me. I am doing this live because I want you to get the most out of it for $198.50. And yes, you can make payments on it, but I'm telling you, it's worth every penny. It's coaching in a group setting every Wednesday night for 7 weeks. It's an incredible value. So what we do is expose your blocks to love. We're going to shift your unconscious mind so that you can attract what you ultimately want and deserve. And 6 energy clearings, 1 hypnotherapy session with me is included in these sessions. It's a fabulous course where we all learn from each other, rise together. It's for men and women. Now, last year, I cleared my block. I don't need a man. I didn't know I had this mantra playing in the background of my mind. So I released that. It was a totally unconscious block. Didn't know it was there. And when we have these unconscious blocks, we're not going to be able to attract someone that is what we want or what we prefer. So if this speaks to you and this $1,575 value with all the exercises, wisdom clearings, teachings, shifting that you could take years to do on your own, let's talk. Send me an email and let's have a phone call and we can work through any of the issues that you might have. If you know friends that would like to take it, absolutely, the more the merrier. So please do send me an email, jenniferelizabethmasters@gmail.com. Okay, I promised an energy clearing, so you can open your hearts. And here we are. We're going to do this energy clearing. Everybody breathe, relax. And if you're interested in having your energy cleared, just say yes, please. My consciousness will pick it up. Thank you. Okay, now I didn't plan this in advance. We're going to just wing it. So I want to connect to everyone's high self. Now you may feel tingly, may feel emotions coming up. Just breathe and relax. You can close your eyes, focus inward. The more willing you are to let go, the easier the process will be. But you'll still get cleared in the process. So I ask to connect to everyone's high self. I ask to work with Radiant God on High. Do you feel that energy just fall around us? It's so beautiful. Okay, everybody. Clear the 6 bodies comprising the soul. Clear, remove, replace, elevate, and educate many members. All right. Clear vortexes, portals, veil of illusion, dark worms, wormholes, toxic streams, Illuminati, dark angels, ET implants. Clear all attached energies. Remove future contracts to pick up negative motivation. Clear the discarnates in the aura, discarnates in possession, discarnates in past lives. Place a triple light shield around separate type 1, type 2, shadow energy and programming. clear all addictive souls, foreign soul mind fragments, angelic limiters, parasitic demons, feeding ghosts. Just breathe. Turn your palms upward. That will help a little bit. I ask to open the contract to unplug everyone from the world energies. Close this contract with their high selves. Okay, and I ask to clear any contaminated soul energies. Clear, educate, and elevate the high self committees. Clear any toxic streams. Unplug from the decaying universe. Clear the dissipation of vital energies. Check and charge to full capacities. Clear major beliefs, anti-time conflict, curses, inhibitors. Clear the cellular memory. Clear any multiple souls. Clear any holes, rips, openings, tears. Fill with golden crater light. Clear anything below chart 3. Clear all webs, cords, hooks, vows, contracts, oaths, and agreements. Clear past lives in chaos, parallel lives in chaos, future lives in chaos, vows, contracts, oaths, and agreements. Desire to suffer, it's a biggie. Clear programs of souls unaware of, pre-programming, dysfunction of the mind, codependency of different aspects of the soul, dysfunction of thought, genetic soul coding, pre-programming of the experiential path, dysfunction of soul consciousness, dysfunction of expression, flawed input from a young age. Breathe. Clear the mires in the soul, cleanse the soul of evil. That's all relative. Clear discordant thought forms, abdication energy starting at the spirit level through the wave of expression, master hologram DNA, 2600 pathways, including clearing the high self six bodies and all spirit root beliefs. Clear all dark forces, and I ask for an alpha to omega, clearing of all levels and all layers. And download each and every one with the power codes and the power symbols in the one known universe. And I ask for everyone's soul to be updated with the latest love, light, wisdom, and understanding. I ask for your soul committees, guides, teachers to be working as a one with the creator of all that is. I ask to clear all mental, emotional, and physical body memories and clear all memories being held on the cellular level and clear multiple soul programs and all things negative. Breathe. Clear blocks and interference. Clear all blocked archetypes in all six locations. Clear memories of master key, personal items, and the void. I ask to clear accidents, illness, Alzheimer's, and dementia. Clear everyone's ego to be less than 4% and sole purpose is to be a single-digit number. Breathe. You're all doing great. I ask to clear everyone to be open to receive the greater good, and I ask for an alpha to omega clearing, zero-time clearing, clearing of all. Clear all active and dormant programs, tonal trigger mechanisms to D-sharp, and clear all negative habits. Clear any trapped emotions of anger. Clear unworthiness. Clear depression. Clear worthless. Sadness. Abandonment. Rejection, grief, guilt. Backfill with love, clearing anxiety, clearing panic, clear the fear, clear unforgiveness, clear sorrow. Sadness, resentment, hopelessness, love unreceived, crying, discouragement, blaming, backfill of love, anger again, conflict. And often when we have conflict in the outer world, we have it inside ourselves. And sometimes that war is just us against us. Effort unreceived. Taken for granted. Heartache. worry. Clearing blocks to love. Clear blocks to success. All right. Let's see. I want to do a manifestation, so I'm going to just spend a few more minutes here, and then we're going to do the manifestation exercise. Clear the 13 bodies, 36 minds, clear the all category, raise the soul and committees to the highest level chart 3, clear hidden programs, issues, 9,999, clear the checklist, programs not on the chart, clear all the past lives the soul doesn't want to examine, clear alpha to omega search, clear and harmonize, clear the seven seals, bottomless pit, odds and ends, 13 bodies and 36 minds. Download all of chart 7, everybody's body and energy body. Clear multiple soul programs. And I ask to clear all soul fragments to the highest possible blueprint level. And I ask for them to be all re-implemented, re-assimilated back into everyone's body and energy body. Okay, so I want to let go of stubbornness. Let's clear willingness to change for the state of being and the state of having. Clear letting go of the old for the state of being. And clear faith for the state of having. Clear all octaves of learning. I can feel you all expanding. You're doing awesome. Breathe. Clear the idea, clear thought, clear infinite levels before thought, levels 1 through 6, 7 and 8, subconscious stuff, subconscious odds and ends, fire planet and animal energy, imprinted brain damage, creator programming. Clear any miscellaneous blocks and anti-time conflict. Clear anything not on the charts, clear the checklist, hidden programs, issues 9,999. Clear pre-programming of spirit by God, potential dysfunction of spiritual consciousness by God, dysfunction of spirit by thought. 12 aspects of spirit as genetic coding, dysfunction of creative energy by emotions, dysfunction of spirit by error consciousness, dysfunction of God consciousness at spirit level. Wow, that's awesome. You're all doing so great. Clear life meaning. Clear applied life meaning. Clear intimate relations and sex. Apply intimate relations and sex. Clear spiritual support and meditation. Positive emotions. Clear blocks to constructive thoughts and apply constructive thoughts. Clear loss of feeling God. Loss of knowing God. Loss of hearing God. Loss of seeing God and miasma spirit. Clear the seven lines. Harmonize and align. I have to clear all 725 chakras. Clear and balance. I ask each one's wholeness committee to apply psychic wound healing. And I ask your wholeness committee to apply a spiritual healing. Clear the conscious and subconscious memory. Clear past lives at the I'm level. Past lives in the new one universe and resolving discord at all levels. And I ask for a wrap up, mop up. All right. So now, while everybody's nicely relaxed and feeling really positive, we're going to do a little manifestation. Let me just get this thing to move here. So there's a couple of things that we need to do to manifest. One, we don't want to make statements that are negative, like, I don't have any money, or I don't have enough money, or I can't pay my rent. Those types of things are closed-ended statements. And the universe will make you correct. So instead, you want to ask, how can I have more money than I need? How can the universe give me more money and success than I ever dreamed possible? How can I effortlessly and easily have the money I need to pay my rent? How can I easily and effortlessly have and fill in the blank? So the universe responds to you I'm going to walk you through a manifestation in just a moment, but I want to share a couple of things that are imperative to creating what you desire. Number one, you must believe, be in absolute faith that it will be done. And the faith is in the invisible. We manifest what we believe. If we believe we're broke, we will be. If we believe we're always going to be alone, we will be. If we believe we're a victim, we absolutely are. So the shift has to happen at the unconscious level. All right? Your vibration has to be high. You can't be focused on being broke, sad, depressed to manifest. Doesn't work that way. Have to get your energy up, happy, high energy, net fast results. And I help my clients be happy. This is what I did. I'll give you the tricks, the mind shifts, the energy clearings to uncover the blocks to creating. You have to be in a state of love, peace, happiness, joy to manifest. You have to feel love. So just breathe in the love. Should be feeling pretty good right now. Be present, breathe. Money, car, relationship might bring you temporary happiness. But to be able to manifest on a daily basis, you know, feeling loved and happy will make things happen a lot faster, and being grateful. All right, so here we go. So what I want you to do is think about one thing you want to create, one thing you want to manifest. If it's a client, if it's a love, if it's a job, just focus on that one thing. Think about it and think of how your life would be different to have that thing. What would it feel like? What would you be doing if you had it now? Act as if. Think about it. Have no doubt. I know it's coming. I know it's on its way to me. I would be so grateful. I'm already grateful for what I have. Focus on it. Breathe and know in absolute faith the universe wants you to have it. Smile. Get excited. Okay, so now what we're going to do, just try that on for size. Feel what it feels like to have it and get your energy up into the state of joy. And then just like a cannon out of your belly, poof, send it out into the universe. Now, you don't have to do that, but you do have to release it. Let it go. And just say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know it is on its way to me now. All right, so I am going to close right on time with the Cascade of Miracles prayer. And then I'm going to take everyone off the recording so that you can ask any questions that you might have. So thank you all for being here. I appreciate and love you so much. I'm going to do the Cascade of Miracles prayer for you now. So palms up. Breathe in. I know that miracles happen every day. In your mind, say, I know miracles happen every day. I expect my miracle today. Mother, Father, God, I ask for a cascade of miracles to unfold in all areas of your life, from your finances to success to great love and wonderful relationships, health and fulfillment. I ask that ease and grace fill all areas of your life. I ask that happiness begins to find a way for you and that you become successful in all your endeavors, that your connection to source becomes infinite and you find the love that you desire. And if you already have that love, I ask for it to grow and deepen. I ask that all relationships be healed and easy for you. I ask that your path smooth and ease and grace become your friend. In all of this, I'm truly grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. And so it is. Thank you so much for being here. Stay with me and we'll do questions and answers. Thank you so much. I love you.